Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Final hour for us. Tons to get to. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, going to stop by in about 25 minutes. Talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him as they get ready for their bye week. The AMA at 140. Any question, any topic, feel free to start getting them in, by the way. At TBM929, at RandyMack81, at Wendy Radio, at Brian_Gebhardt on Twitter. Solomon Brothers down at text lines open. You can call us on the phones in 45 minutes as well. And we'll get to what's trending in just a second, too. You want to just play this Joel Embiid stuff
before we get
to what's trending?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Andy.
Okay. Brian's giving me the one finger. All right, so here's what happened just to set up the story, if you're just now joining us. Ben Simmons got booted from practice earlier today from the Sixers, and they announced they're suspending him for one game for conduct detrimental to the team. Then practice got over, and people started meeting with the media.
Yeah.
Here's what Joel Embiid had to say when he was asked about Ben Simmons.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, play hard every night. Try to lead, the guys that we have here, and I'm sure they feel the same way because, our chemistry has been excellent despite, everything that's been happening in the last few months. I don't really care.
Damn.
He also went on to say it's not any of their jobs to be a babysitter.
Did he say, I ain't studying that man?
That's pretty what he said at first. Yeah, that's pretty much how he started that quote there.
But the thing about it is you can't right now. So this is what they said happened. Doc, he asked Ben to join a defensive drill. Simmons refused. Rivers said, asked him again. Ben said no again. Rivers then told Simmons he should go home. Yep, he dropped the ball and left. That's so weak.
It's so weak. man. And I don't blame Joel Embiid for saying what he said. Yeah. He's going to be candid and give you an honest answer, and he's right. It's the same thing that we played the Tobias Harris quote from earlier in the week about, this is not middle school. We're not children. We're grown professionals with jobs to do, and if he showed up and acted professionally, people might not like
but
him,
my thing is
but at least they're going to play with him.
Where's this thing where people are saying that they threw him under the bus?
Who threw him under the bus?
Well, like, say, Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid and the 76 threw him under the bus. How do you throw somebody by stating the obvious? You got to shoot the damn ball.
Yeah. Well, and that all happened after the whole offseason saga of them trying to reach out to him and trying to get him there and figure everything out, and he didn't want to go. So, I don't know, man. Two things that I think about from this story more than anything else. I'm so thankful that this is not the team that we cover. This is just some team that is no longer a threat in the Eastern Conference. And boy, did the Hawks tear the souls from the Philadelphia 76ers last year when they came back and beat them in seven.
Yeah,
because that's when all this stuff started. Was the relationship? I know the relationship wasn't great before that, but that threw gasoline on the fire that was there in Philadelphia. I'm glad it's not our team. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, man, but it is what it is. But at some point, you get to where Joel is.
Yeah, and I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, just like, hey, man, all right, dog. I ain't even studying that, man.
Yeah.
You know, you can take it two types of way. You can take it as, I ain't studying that, man. Like, you like to say man a lot at the end of your sentences. Or like, man, yes, I ain't studying that, man. I ain't studying that, man.
Right, he's talking about that man.
That man.
He's not just saying "man" at the end of his sentence casually, like I do.
I ain't studying that man.
Like I don't know, man.
Like just like there's certain tones that you do it, and when you say "I ain't studying that man," you got to have a little face head dip with it. I ain't studying that man.
Yeah, I know.
With that like the other like the hunching going at the same time. Mm-hmm. Studying that. I'm actually doing it over here. You can see me.
So am I.
Yeah, I ain't studying that man. You
know what I mean? Yeah, and none of them are, and rightfully so. Now, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen at this point. I mean. He's suspended for the next game. I don't know how you kind of come back from this, but nobody wants to trade for him. So there it is. Sucks to be the Philadelphia 76ers. Not our problem. The Hawks play the Mavs on Thursday, and the Hawks are awesome. Let's get to what's trending.
At this point, I don't care about that man.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, man. He's talking about that man.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah, and I think it's probably a year's more maturity as a club and experiencing what we did. And, you know, I've said before, we found out how hard it is to win a game. And I don't think you can't take anything for granted, and you got to go into, you know, you got to go after today.
Yeah, man.
That's right. That's Brian Snitker talking about the Braves situation this evening, up 2-0 against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game tonight at 5:08 in Los Angeles. They just released the lineup, Randy.
Yes.
Exactly the same lineup as game two. Everybody batting in the same position, playing the same position. Charlie Morton on the mound, obviously, is the only difference, which is fantastic.
Yeah, man.
You got to game three of the NLCS without Freddie Freeman even touching the baseball until his eighth at-bat. He struck out in his first seven at-bats. And Charlie Morton got a rest day, got a couple extra rest days. You could have pitched him on Sunday. You decided not to. Ian Anderson wasn't great, but you figured it out. And now you got Charlie Morton on extra rest, where he thrives in the playoffs, with a chance to, I mean, you got a chance to really, really punch the Dodgers in the face tonight if you get this one.
Yeah, man. And then you should, now, Dodger Stadium, historic, great place to watch a ball game. It ain't going to be like our place was when we had the game early. Remember everybody, oh, you got 1 o'clock, rip up, and all that. Remember how Truist was just rocking?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to have that Dodger Stadium. Now, they might get that later on.
Yeah, like maybe by the third inning.
Yeah, maybe by the third. But
you get 208 crowd now. No, not
Truist,
in L.A.
Truist, we was rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking. So I trust that Charlie's on the mound. That gives me a lot of confidence. We, like I said, we've been here before. We talked about this yesterday, but we've been here last year with the team. We do know all this. What gives us confidence this year is that Charlie's on and Kyle was on last time. Or whatever one of them wanks was on.
It was mine. Kyle Wright.
Okay, whatever one of them wanks
he
was
gave
on
up mine. Seven innings in the first inning.
Exactly.
Or seven runs in the first inning.
Yeah. So I trust that Charlie won't do it. Not saying that Charlie won't. All right. So if Charlie does that, don't be damn at me.
Yeah.
And you said I have so much control over what the hell Charlie Morton do. Yes. If that's the case, then I'm walking over here to do the numbers. But back to the point. I have confidence in that. I have confidence that Freddie Freeman will get out of what he was doing. And I have confidence that this team will continue to do what they've been doing, despite the fact that Freddie has been struggling. So, yeah, I'm confident, Andy.
Yeah,
I ain't overconfident. I ain't cocky. All right? You root the way you want to root. I root cocky. All right? I root confident, not cocky.
You are or you're not cocky?
Yeah, I root confidently, not cocky.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Couple things that need to happen tonight. With the way that the Dodgers have used their bullpen in the first two games of this series and the way that they used their bullpen in the Red Sox series – or, sorry, in the Giants series as well, if you can be very diligent about working the count against Walker Buehler tonight, get his pitch count up as high as you possibly can. Like, obviously, score a bunch of runs off of him early. That would be great. If you can't do that, you got to have really disciplined plate approaches at the plate against him. So you try to get him out of the game. The sooner you get to the Dodgers bullpen, the sooner they have to start asking questions of those guys that have been used a ton. Yeah. They used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 relief pitchers in game number two. They used a bunch of relief pitchers in game. Like, that's where the advantage is at this point. Walker Buehler's a really good pitcher. as soon as you get him out of the game, especially if Charlie Morton's still in the game for the Braves,
yep,
then that's a huge win for you.
That's why you got to get that pitch count high, because if you let him get comfortable and get eight, at least it's Braves are not winning this game.
Yeah.
You got to get him, got to get to him early. And if, like you said, and if you don't get on base, just make him just work the pitch count more. Work the pitch count. Let him make sure he gets up there pitching. So we want to get to this bullpen as soon as possible. I think that's the biggest thing. Is that you got to get there, but Charlie got to stay in the game too. We talking about
beautiful. Oh yeah,
no, Charlie got to stay. Charlie, we need at least six of them things from you, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. The Dodgers used six relief pitchers in game two. The Braves used seven.
Like, yes,
their bullpen was taxed in game number two as well. Like, honestly, I know that the starting pitcher's today goal is to win the game today. The starting pitcher that goes deeper into the game today for his given team.
Yeah, I can see that.
He also helps maybe his team win game four.
That is true.
Because it may very well be a bullpen game for game four for both of these teams. I know Julio Urias is going to get out there for the Dodgers, but I don't know how long he can go. He came in relief in game two and wasn't any good. So what's interesting about what the Dodgers have to do with Urias is exactly what they just did with Max Scherzer, and it didn't really work out. Scherzer came in relief in game five against the Giants, and then they started him against the Braves, and he didn't have it. He had a dead arm. Urias did the exact same thing on Sunday, and they're going to start him tomorrow. I don't know why they wouldn't. I guess he's younger, wouldn't have a dead arm. I'm not sure. But if Charlie Morton can give you seven, and you have to use two relief pitchers today, that bodes well for today.
Who would be the two guys?
Tyler Matzek and Will Smith.
Okay.
Those are the two relief pitchers I need to see today. I guess maybe you might go with a righty with a matchup. Maybe you don't use two lefties. I don't know. But I don't really care about that with Matzek. Like, Matzek just needs to be in big moments. Like, he's been unbelievable in the playoffs so far. And if you can get, even if it's maybe a righty that does well against lefties, whatever, like, I trust Tyler Matzek at this point. Like, that's how good he's been in the playoffs so far. So that's ideally what you got. Charlie Morton for seven or whatever, as long as he can go. The less relief pitchers you use today,
right. The
better for today and the better for tomorrow. And who knows? You win two games, you're going to the World Series.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Sounds like fun. Here's Travis Schlenk from The Morning Show talking about getting this core wrapped up before the season starts.
No, for sure. Listen, the core of our team is still an extremely young group of guys. All the guys you just mentioned, John Collins is kind of the old guy at 24, 23. So, trying to keep that group together. And now, as you mentioned, we've got the kind of a core group, under contract for the next, 4 years. We're excited to see those guys grow. Typically players in the NBA don't hit their prime until they're, 26 or so. So hopefully this group continues to grow together. And, next year we'll be sitting here, hopefully you're talking about Cam and DeAndre, having them locked up as well.
Yeah. The news is that Kevin Herter got a contract yesterday. Yeah. That's why all this talk about locking the core up is what he was going on about with John and Hugh this morning. 4 year, $65 million rookie contract extension for Kevin Herter. That goes along with what John Collins got this offseason and Clint Capella got this offseason and Trey Young, obviously, the max this offseason. You locked your core up, man. And what I love about what Travis Schlenk is talking about there is they've been together now for a while. They're all so young, but they've been together now for a while. If they continue to grow together, contracts are going to have them here for the next 3 or 4 years. This group hits their prime together. That's exciting.
The thing with I was looking back at some of the numbers and the ages of these guys or whatever, and they're where they ball, they get another contract. They can ball and get at the end of this contract and still be relatively in their prime. And they also got, I don't know what it is, they got tradable contracts.
They do.
They got tradable contracts. If you got to mix and match, you get a superstar player to go with Trey because, they all have that. So I think that's another advantage for them. They gave themselves a lot of wiggle room and a lot of ability to move these guys if they have to in order to bring in somebody better.
You also still have room for one more max contract.
You do.
So if DeAndre Hunter plays his way into that this year, great. If Cam Reddish plays his way into that this year, great. I mean,
who do you think is more likely to do it?
DeAndre Hunter,
okay,
in my opinion. But I mean, whatever. Let's battle it out, man. let's find out who's more deserving of a max contract. Or option three, door number three, you bring a guy in. Like,
yeah, that's
about
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Travis Schlenk deserves, and he gets a lot of credit. He does. He deserves every bit of it. Like, I know we've been celebrating Alex Anthopoulos now for a couple months for what he did at the trade deadline. Again, rightfully so. Like, Travis Schlick took this thing over and very clearly was like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tear it down. This is how we're going to rebuild it. We're going to nail it through the draft. And he's nailed
pretty much every draft. He smacked it up, flipped it, and rubbed it down. I mean, that's what he did. That's what he did to this roster.
Exactly
like,
what he did.
Yeah, I mean, because you're like, oh, my God, these contracts. And he's just like, here, you take this. All right, come on, Ike. Y'all, let's see. Who do I want? Chandler, come on over here. Not Chandler. What's the dude's name that I'm forgetting? They made all the money. The boy from Florida. Chandler Parsons.
Oh, yeah.
Come on over,
man.
Chandler. Come on over, Chandler.
That was the...
You got an expired contract, too? Come on over here.
That was the least fun part of the rebuild. God. When it was like, Evan Turner and Chandler Parsons.
Yeah.
Who was the guy? The shooter from... Portland gave him all that money, and Alan Crabb.
Yeah.
They turned Evan Turner and a second-round draft pick into Clint Capella.
Yeah,
is that like if you're gonna like make a resume list for Travis Schlink, the most impressive thing that he's done? Is that it? Is it getting Clint Capella out of Houston as that ship was sinking?
Yeah,
for Evan Turner in a second. I mean, drafting Trey was pretty good too.
You got two back-to-back like 19 players picked in the NBA draft to their second contract with your squad.
It's great stuff, man. Hey, and it's a good thing to get done before the season starts on Thursday too.
Hey man, how you think Ben Simmons talking to Rich Paul? Hey Rich, hey tripping, man.
You're being mean to me.
Tripping, man. No, I don't know. I showed up like you told me to, and Doc was being mean.
Yeah,
man.
You know it's going to be super weak for Ben Simmons when Rich Paul don't want to represent him anymore because this is nonsense.
But I can see him. No, Rich, you're not Rich. You got to talk to him.
Rich Paul wants to represent people that make him money.
Yeah, they're crying.
Ben Simmons is costing Rich Paul money.
He's like
today.
A phone crier.
Yeah, click. New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
That's what happens when Ben Simmons calls Rich Paul today. What a joke.
They're tripping. Grow up. They're tripping, man. They don't know me like that.
Grown up babies. So frustrating. All right, we'll come back.
That's how we do it down under.
Brandon Adams, grown man wearing a pearl necklace. Brandon Adams will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Truly one of my favorite parts of the week.
What's that?
This segment. We get to play this song, which is always fun.
Oh, yeah. Be a second. I like this song, too. You see, I'm learning the words to it because I just want to come in. Could you imagine one day y'all pull up to my house and this is blasting?
I would love that so much.
I know. B.A. would like that, too.
It would make me happy. I mean, it's a song about drinking beer, man. I mean, come on.
And that's what I do. I mean, outside of being a stay-at-home dad comedian, me chugging beer, man, I ain't found too many out there that could do it like me.
Yeah, man. You need to get more into this music. Maybe that'll help even more. I'm not sure. It's also great because Brandon Adams joins us at 1:20 every Tuesday, the host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. What's up, B.A.?
What about B.A.?
If we want to break the internet, all we got to do is just have Randy every week singing a Luke Combs song or some other country song like that. I can promise you this. Social media would not be able to get enough of that.
But B.A., I just call myself a stay-at-home dad that's a comedian. And I work from home, so is that technically say a stay-at-home dad?
You know what? If you don't have to leave home, I guess you are a stay-at-home. I mean, honestly, that's like the goal that everybody wants, right? You know, figure out a way, just kind of prop up. And, you know, listen, if you pop open the, as Luke Combs would say, the long, cold, you know, beer, ice-cold beer there, even better to you, right?
One thing I can say for sure is that you're staying home. There's no doubt about that. That's if Randy's going to do anything, he's going to stay home. We've established that very clearly.
Yeah, listen, I mean, see, when you're younger and, like, you're trying to, like, you know, get your life going, obviously you want to be out as much as possibly can. Uh-huh. But, like, once you earn the status, once you got the home, you might as well stay home and use it.
That's what I tell people when they talk. It's like, have you seen Randy's house? It's pretty cool.
Right, no
like,
doubt.
I wouldn't leave either. Hey, I want to ask you about this, Brandon, because this is something you talk about on the podcast quite a bit. The general chaos in college football this year and Georgia's attempt to sort of avoid it. What if Georgia isn't avoiding it? Because there has been a lot of chaos or things that could have created chaos for a team, they're just better at dealing with it.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility. And, I mean, I think the one thing that you see playing out with all the ranked teams that have lost, like, you know, Iowa's a number two team, if you think, you know, much of them, but they lost this past week. Obviously, Alabama lost the week before that. And Georgia, for the most part, has steered clear of all of this. I mean, I think, as you said, it does speak really well to Georgia's ability just to kind of show up and play each and every week. And it's also one of these things where if you want to go back and look at Alabama last year winning the national championship, they had the ring of a historically good team. Certainly offensively, they may have been one of the best of all time. The year before that, LSU, once again, offensively, one of the greatest offenses ever. And 2018 Clemson was a really good team too. You're talking about teams that would have been in the upper echelon of great teams in history. Whereas in 2021, all of a sudden, it's not quite the same level of competition for Georgia in the national championship. So when you evaluate UGA, how it's playing, when you measure what it's going to take to get it done, I don't think the thing you contrast Georgia with is some standard of perfection where you have to be absolutely blemish-free on both sides of the ball and every phase of the game. I think just consistently showing up the way that Georgia has. I mean, think about this. At the time the games were played, the last three opponents Georgia's beaten were all ranked opponents. And Georgia did that with a measure of ruthless efficiency that if Georgia can just find a way to maintain that level of play for eight more games, as imperfect as it is from time to time, but as mostly certainly solid and resulting in convincing wins, if Georgia can match that for another eight games, they are very likely holding the national championship trophy at the end of the season.
B.A., just saw that Scott Cochran, he was rejoining the staff. Obviously, you know, I never knew what was going on or whatever. Never really was reported why he decided to leave the program, but he's back. Is he going to go back to his actual role before he left, or are they going to leave Will Muschamp down there?
Yeah, for now, Cochran's going to be in kind of that role away from the on-field coaching. So the way in which Muschamp stepped back into that position or stepped into that position when Cochran stepped away, they're going to keep Muschamp in place there right now. And I guess Cochran's going to be in maybe a similar role to what Muschamp would have been before Muschamp stepped in the on-field role. I think this is good news for Cochran because obviously, you know, having a chance to come back to football, be around what you love and being around guys, you know, that you love, you know, Kirby Smart and obviously Scott Cochran have a deep relationship with each other. I just think for the things that Cochran has told us that he's dealing with, you know, his mental health and trying to feel good again, I think being around an environment like this can be a motivating force and all of that. So I'm really happy that that's the case, and, you know, happy he gets a chance to be around that. Obviously, Georgia's been in good hands with Muschamp in the job that Cochran wants occupied. But just to give Cochran a chance to be back around football again, I think has the potential of really being the galvanizing force that he probably needs. And listen, I know a lot of people who know Cochran personally, and I can tell you they very much love him and very much believe that he's had their back throughout the years. Obviously, very, very close with a lot of former Alabama players. And so I know the fact that he's at least feeling better, good enough to be back doing this again, I know this is going to be treated as very good news for a lot of people in the football community.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, the host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, where last week you may have heard Brandon get a very fun ball rolling, talking about Jordan Davis and Heisman and JD to NYC. And we heard the podcast clip, BA, and played it on our show, talked about it, and people were responding to that. Like, that was a lot of fun last week to see that get going. So kudos to you for that. What if it really happens, though? Like, what if Jordan Davis actually gets to New York City? Where, beside maybe a national championship, because obviously that's the peak, beside a national championship, where would that rank in terms of Kirby's recruiting tools?
Oh, yeah, they could rank pretty high. And it's obviously one of those things that college football in the last couple of decades has shown you is very difficult to do, because it's become a quarterback's award. And if it's not a quarterback, it's definitely going to be an offensive player. But this is also kind of a weird year a little bit, where you don't have that one quarterback running away with the award right now. I mean, Bryce Young may still win it. Matt Corral, I guess, you know, could win it. Maybe C.J. Stroud, the Ohio State quarterback, gets involved in this. I mean, you've got guys that could still emerge. Maybe Caleb Williams, you know, lights the world on fire at Oklahoma. Maybe he eventually, you know, wins it now that he's stepping in seemingly for Spencer Rattler. But this has been a year where it's been pretty open at the top, and that's why something like this has had even the potential of emerging. And I think the most part, what has been fun for me about this and interacting with my, you know, listeners about this, is that Georgia fans kind of get this, right? Like, what Jordan Davis really is an avatar for the entire defense, that he's kind of a team first guy who's been willing to forego his own stats to help occupy blockers so the linebackers can have more success. And he's clearly not the only defensive lineman for UGA that's having a great year, but he's this guy that just represents everything that I think that Kirby Smart has been pushing this defense to be. And as you said, when you see Davis, who was former three-star coming out of high school, yeah, Georgia had him pegged and identified as a big-time player from the word go, and he has been this game-changing presence, one-man run-stopping machine. I think he's going to be a high NFL draft pick as well. You better believe that future recruits are noticing all this as well. So, to me, there's nobody more deserving because of his personality, because of the way that he plays, than Jordan Davis. It's been fun to kind of get the hashtag thing going and get Dog fans kind of rallied around that. Georgia fans, as you would expect, respond to all this in such a huge way. So it's just kind of a byproduct of what, for Georgia right now, what has been a really, really fun season. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and BA, I probably will ask you this next week when we talk to you, but the status, we keep on talking about JT, fine. I'll ask you about him next week because I ain't worried about him. I'm talking about the other guys. Every week it seems like, oh, this is Blaylock coming back today. Karras going to be involved in more of the offense. All these, they're coming back. You see them tweeting, the hidden. How big a week is it for these guys? Because we need to see them all. I need to see them all. I know this has been great with Ladd and Brock Bowers and all these other receivers, but I need to see them dudes, man. I need to see what these dudes can bring.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I talked to somebody close to Dominic Blaylock the other day, and they were saying they felt like that he was getting close to coming back. I remember the Florida game was targeted there. I'm sure for a lot of these guys, that Florida game is what's targeted. And the tricky thing is going to be, obviously, you know, Kirby, if he can use the element of surprise, that's something that he's going to try to do right now and not let too much of the cat out of the bag on that. But presumably, if you're going to play this year, this is the time when you're coming back, with that off week leading into the big rivalry game against Florida, a chance for, you know, Georgia to reach down and find something a little deeper as you head into the month of November. This is the time when you ought to see some of those guys coming back. And I think one of the names you mentioned a moment ago is also key in this too. It's Arian Smith, because, you know, Smith is the one guy that really provides the element that Georgia doesn't have, which is that burner threat deep that opens up everything else for the wide receivers underneath that. It's actually amazing that Georgia's had the success that it has had without that element of the passing attack. Arian Smith's the one guy that kind of provides that. And then you start mentioning like the the Jermaine Burtons, and we did see a little bit of Rosemary Jackson on Saturday, but man, it's amazing how depleted that receiver room has been, and this is the time when you ought to see some of those guys coming back, and at least privately, there's some whispers that, you know, a guy here and there may be close to being able to do that. But I agree with you, though. Georgia's got to get a little bit healthier at wide receiver to really display the full offensive firepower that it has.
And I know that those guys that you mentioned are certainly closer than this guy I'm about to ask you about. But every time anything happens with this guy, George Pickens, rightfully Georgia fans get very excited. Apparently Kirby was asked about him today and didn't completely rule him out for the Florida game. Like, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but what's going on with George Pickens? I mean, he's out there, man. We see him. We get to see him out there.
And that's the important thing here. Obviously, the Florida game would seem to be pretty soon for me. That would seem to be a pretty aggressive timeline to think that Pickens could get back. Maybe that's smart trying to have some fun with this, or maybe he's revealing that he's further along than I maybe would assume. But here's the one thing about George that's always been, I think, pleasant for me in the aftermath of the injury that he suffered, that his presence is still very much being felt around UGA, right? He's on the sideline for home games, at least most of them he's been right there. He's been spotted at practice a few times, going through those routes and catching the ball. He traveled with the team to Auburn. Now, he's obviously not an active player, wasn't a participant in that game, but when they were getting off the bus and I was kind of videoing that, we always put the dog walk video up on Dog Nation, you see Pickens walking in. That's a little bit of a pleasant surprise there. That's not what you expect to see. In some situations, for a guy who's maybe NFL futures on his mind, he'd be drifting away from the program and not spending, you know, time with his teammates, not spending time around the team. But Pickens is not really doing that. When he has a chance to be, he is certainly right there in the middle of all of it. Obviously, there's a contagious element that's associated with a team that's winning the way that Georgia is right now, and that's the kind of thing that could draw a guy like Pickens to eventually come back and be a part of it once he's healthy enough to do so, despite the fact that he may be about to be on his way to the NFL. So, you know, the Florida game still seems pretty soon for me, but my optimism level that Pickens maybe plays again at some point before the season's done, I'd say it's more high than not, maybe.
You got your pearls ready for tonight?
I do. I got my pearls ready. I had them on the show yesterday. Listen, this is just the greatest time of year. October is my favorite month as a sports fan. Between the Braves in the playoffs during the week, rolling into college football on the weekend. I mean, it just ain't any better than that. And this Braves team's so much fun to watch right now. I know y'all are loving talking about them.
Heck yeah.
Each and every day. Yep. It's just a good time. Mm-hmm. And the Hawks getting ready to start again. It's just a good time all the way around.
It is. It's a really good time. It's not always a good time for Atlanta fans. It's a really good time right now to be in Atlanta. It is. It's a great time to be an Atlanta sports fan.
But this is, Andy, this is why you want to live in a big city that's got a lot going on, because you're in the middle of all of it. Not just you guys do such a good job. A job talking about it each and every day, but this is why you want to live in a town that matters.
Yep, 100% agree. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Good to be with y'all.
Brandon Adams there from Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Oh. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily.
Is UCLA really favored over Oregon this weekend?
Are they?
Wow. Yeah.
By what, like two? It's in LA. It's at the Rose Bowl. Well, yeah, both those teams are pretty bad, man. I guess Oregon's okay, but. Chip Kelly, man. Chip Kelly. Oregon, the return, no one cares. Game day's there somehow for some reason. I have no idea why. Oh. Let's go to California for a weekend. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, you can still text us or tweet us. The phone lines are open as well. 404-741-0929. Call us up. Ask us a question. We'll answer it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show. Any question, any topic, we'll answer it. We'll get to the social media questions in just a minute. Start on the phones, though, with Micah in Roswell. Hey, Micah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Micah.
What's up, man?
First of all, I got a beef. Because I was very unproductive for the first 2.5 hours of your show with my thumb hovering over the call button waiting on that bogey audio.
Well, thank you for being so invested. I appreciate that, Micah.
Luckily, my boss doesn't listen, so it's fine. But my question, if the NFL 2022 draft is tomorrow, who are the first three picks? Appreciate you guys.
Ooh,
enjoy listening.
One.
Appreciate it. The tackle from Alabama.
Okay.
He'll probably go one. Thibodeau, Oregon, two.
Oh, yeah, okay. Makes sense.
And
did a quarterback sneak in there?
No.
Not a quarterback in the top three?
Maybe five, but not top three.
Okay.
And probably Derek Stingley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see all of
Or the safety from Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, Hamilton, Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's an Atlanta kid, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, those are great answers. When does a quarterback go? Five?
I think top five-ish.
Who?
Probably Malik.
Malik Willis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was listening to the morning show today. I thought John Fricke pulled a good, fast one on his coworkers by asking them this question. If the NFL draft were to happen tonight, based on current rankings in the NFL, where do you think the Falcons would be picking? Just based on where they are in terms of the other teams in the NFL, where would they be picking?
Probably some ragged, like number 14 or something.
Great guess.
Yeah.
Great guess. It would be 13. All the guys in the morning show were like 6, 8, I don't know. 13. So you get a quarterback at 13? Or
really, Wendy? Woof.
You probably get a quarterback at 13.
You can get a quarterback at 13. In this class, yeah, you can get a quarterback at 13.
And no one wants to be at pick 13.
Who do you get? Desmond Ridder at 13?
I'd take Desmond Ridder at 13.
Would you?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
But as bad as this quarterback class is, if we ask this question
it's not as bad. It's just not as good as the other one.
But if we ask it again in 3 months, there's going to be three quarterbacks in the top five.
Oh,
They'll just appear.
No doubt about it.
They're just going to show up in there.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and there'll also be – but there's a lot of college football games left to be played and the playoff. Mm-hmm. And then the PR blitz of guys in the offseason, their agents, and all the videos that'll circulate. A lot of these guys will be better thought of by the time the draft gets here than they are right now. That's for sure. But that was a great question, Micah. Sorry for ruining your production at work. Hopefully nothing important got left on the wayside. You know what I mean? Like, hopefully Micah's not a doctor or something like that.
That would not be good.
That wouldn't be good. Richard is in Covington. Hey, Richard.
Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Up, man?
Yeah. Is there no punters left in the country or in the world that Falcons can buy?
Punters?
Punters,
he said
punters?
Oh, punters. Oh.
Punters,
Is there any more punters that – start it off. Any punters that the Falcons can buy?
Oh, he's gone. I think he wants the Falcons to sign a different punter.
Oh, okay.
Because
remember,
he used to play soccer.
Spencer, not Sterling, Hoffrichter is injured.
Yeah.
The kid from Georgia isn't very good.
Yeah.
They signed the Colquitt. I think Dustin Colquitt.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Britton Colquitt, his brother, who's also a punter in the NFL. And he hadn't been very good either. So I guess,
Go find Reggie. Go find somebody, man.
This guy, Jake Camarda, is going to be a damn good punter when he gets to the
damn
NFL.
Damn good punter.
You were saying me, Wendy?
Yeah, I mean, you used to play soccer.
I did,
Kind of ball?
I could. Probably not very far. Also, the idea of having to catch a long snap in an NFL stadium with those people running at me, that doesn't sound fun at all.
You had sweaty palms?
Yeah, man. Like, that's a recipe for me dying. That would be horrible. That would absolutely ruin that possibility. That wouldn't go good. Let's get to some social media questions.
Since it's around Halloween time, what's y'all's favorite horror or Halloween movie?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, I'll give you that. They were watching Chucky, the other night with all the lights out and everything, man. It's like
they get scared.
I don't like Samson hasn't seen all of them, so I was wondering why he was scared. But I'm like, no, I'm good, man. Like the little kid was doing that. Like, don't let the baby watch this, because Chucky seemed like it's the only thing in the world, and to me, that can actually happen.
Chucky?
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. They got horror movies about actual serial killers. Chucky's
yeah. Well,
a
killer. No, what I'm saying, I know about those things.
Okay.
I'm just talking about of the make-believe type stuff like Candyman and all that.
Uh-huh.
I believe Chucky can do that.
Now, why? Why do you believe
the way this world is, Andy. Somebody that went to Uranus and came back with something and then can put it in a doll and give it life.
Really?
Hell of a theory.
I mean, I haven't seen Chucky before. Maybe I'll put it on my bucket list, but I didn't know that that was the premise behind it.
It isn't.
Huh.
It's not what happened in the movie at all. Evil possessed a doll.
Yeah.
That's the thing to me about those movies. It was all so silly. Like, it was that little My Buddy doll.
Yeah. You remember, who don't remember My Buddy?
Yeah, I'm not scared of My Buddy.
We didn't have My Buddy. We just had Buddy. He had no mind, and he had no overalls, Andy.
What do you mean? He didn't have any clothes on?
And he came with...
You got too broke for the overalls?
Yeah, man. He came with a short set. You know, My Buddy didn't even have no... His name was just Buddy.
Come on, man. Who's scared of that? Who's scared
of
Buddy?
I'm just telling you, man. We had Buddy. Mama could get us a mic on it. Just Buddy. No overalls, no accessories. Just a cat. You bet.
All right.
Now, I don't know if you guys have seen How I Met Your Mother, but Ted is asking this question. What is a Halloween costume that you thought was going to hit so hard, but nobody appreciated it? Probably a creative costume, I would assume.
I didn't do Halloween costume.
I've never really done like a, oh, this is going to be so creative. Yeah. I remember there was that one year where everybody dressed up as Joe the Plumber because that was something that a political candidate had said and everyone was being really creative and they were Joe the Plumber. And
right.
They would show up and it was like, oh, yeah, cool, you listen to NPR, good for you. Like, and that's the reaction that you got. Like, you don't get a standing ovation. You get a, oh, clever.
But ain't that... But,
subtle jokes get subtle laughs. That's always been what I say.
Andy, y'all, ain't nothing worse than when you think you fresh.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't get no reaction. I'm talking about anything.
No one cares.
Like today, bros get dressed for each other. You know what I mean? Like, they get dressed. They go to the mall and watch one dude buy a shirt just so they can all go look at each other in the club.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds terrible. We used to get fresh for the ladies. Yeah, you know what I mean? We wanted to get fresh for the ladies. We wanted to make sure our collar was right, button was right, that crease, the tuck with the blouse just sitting like, poof. Now y'all just want to do that. See, hey, Tad, how they look? Yeah, homie. You know what I mean?
Tad?
I don't know. I just came up with a name. Man. Y'all don't know about that, bro. Y'all don't know about that, fella.
So I guess I don't have a good answer to that. I will say I've been a Ninja Turtle every decade of my life, except for my 30s. I haven't done it yet. So I got a couple more years to be a Ninja Turtle in my 30s. And I'm going to do it.
That's a great family costume.
It is.
Once you have one more. So you got to do it before you're 40.
We're working on it.
Then you can have the four Ninja Turtles.
We're working on it. Quick as I can, Wendy.
There you go.
Well, Freddie Freeman always dreamed of hitting a home run in that setting. What were your dreams as kids?
Oh, no, say it again.
Essentially, what was your dream as a child?
Freddie's dream was to hit a home run in that setting. Okay. What was your dream as a child?
My dream as a child?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I wanted to be a football player.
Say, maybe play in the NFL?
Else?
Yeah, I wanted to be a football player.
Did you want to go to the moon or anything?
Special NFL football player?
Nah, I ain't gonna want to go to football player.
On the moon would have been cool.
You wanted to go to the moon, Wendy? Is that what we're getting at
here?
Yeah,
or be a French fry girl.
Hey, who says you still can't do both, Wendy?
Both dreams haven't happened yet, but both could happen at any point.
Bezos, they won't get to the moon.
Yeah, they're sending regular people to the moon. Not
hit up my friend Bezos.
Call Jeff up. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every single day to wrap up the show. We start with Wendy.
My takeaway of the day, Randy's wife Donna told him to look at something on Instagram, so naturally, he didn't.
I got to type in her name and all kind of stuff, so I'm good. I'm good on that, man. By the way, Wendy, there is no Chucky. I did have you thinking like it was some crazy stuff going on.
I've never seen Chucky. So
well, you need to see it. But so it ain't nothing to do with what I said was. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
You just wanted to say Uranus.
I kind
of
did, Andy. Yeah. But according to Jason Longhorn, there are all kinds of pretty, and I left it at that. Andy is a slow reader.
I am.
He called down Mike Conti, the pod god.
The pod father.
The pod father. I'm sorry, the pod father.
Uh-huh.
And the Hawks, I came up with a new nickname for them. They are the New Money Crew. Because all of them got that new money.
Yeah, they did.
All of them.
Shout out to Kevin Herter.
Yes, sir.
I learned today that Randy is a stay-at-home dad / comedian.
I learned that Shep will give you 20 at any point. The standard is the standard and friendly reminder that Wendy has bars.
Yes.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Sure will.
Rapping Wendy on a Wednesday.
Now I'm nervous.
All right, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Go Braves.
At this point, I don't care about that man.
Watch out now!
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.